The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Great question. This is from Lisa on Facebook, and she was wondering about the unoffendable concept. I wrote a book called Unoffendable to Anger and Forgiveness, but she's like, how do I do that in parenting? Like, when my kids disobey me, how am I not offended by that? And it's a great question.
Yeah.
And I think, and this is from being a parent too, but I think there's a difference between that urgency you feel to set your kid right versus feeling threatened. That's where anger comes from. It's a sense of threat. It's a sense that my will be thwarted versus being focused on, I'm trying to shape this kid's character long term. It's still urgent. You still can be really disappointed with how your kid behaves, or like, that's not what we want, and still firm in your discipline, all that sort of stuff. But it's coming out of a focus on what I'm looking for from you rather than I feel threatened as a parent. So I hope that makes sense. And I wrote that to her, but the urgency can feel similar, but one's about personal threat and the other's about, I have to protect and guide this person. You know what's cool? What's really cool is sports.
Mm-hmm.
People love sports. They talk about it. Sometimes you go to a restaurant and there's sports everywhere. Some restaurants. Have you seen that?
That's true, yes.
It's like a sports restaurant.
Mm-hmm. They have TVs and memorabilia.
Yes. All that stuff going on. It's too much for me to handle.
What?
All those TVs.
Oh.
I don't understand that. How do people keep from overstimulating?
You just watch your TV, whatever game is on for you. No, too much.
And then also, check this out.
Okay,
so what I say in this environment is I tell people that I can predict the exact score, which is true. I can predict the exact score of any NFL game before it even starts.
I don't know what to do with that.
The exact score is 0-0 before it starts. So then
it's a joke for the people there
in the
sports place.
And you can use that when you go to a sports place. And they'll be like, he's cool
goodness.
Too. Let him in.
He's awesome.
He's one of us. Let's have him here. He's very insightful. We were just talking about not being offended, like not finding something about somebody and just walking away because you're, can't handle that. Ooh, ooh. Our whole culture is kind of set up this way now, but met this guy the other night who was a very committed atheist, as he describes it, until very recently. Super smart dude. Super smart. And now he's absolutely convinced that Jesus is who Jesus said he was.
That's fascinating.
It is. And when you hear his story, it's because he went through an addiction, had to humble himself. But even after that, he was hanging out with other people who are believers, who are addicts, and they welcomed him. It just spoke to me about the power of a welcome. He said they weren't blown away when I was like, I don't believe anything you believe. I think it's naive. I think it's ridiculous. And they still loved him instead of getting angry and cutting it off. Right. And now he's just a brilliant, affecting person when it comes to talking about who Jesus is. And it turns out he went through a lot of abuse in the church when he was a kid. Horrible stuff. There's a backstory, but they weren't offended. They didn't find something to be upset about and then walk away from him. Well, this is interesting. I've gotten some pushback on my hot take that nobody likes candy corn.
Yeah.
And yet, look at this study. Of all the possible candies, the least liked candy of 2019, according to this survey, is candy corn. And I rest my case. Finished number one.
Okay.
Even more hated than circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts are gross.
No one even attempts to defend.
That's true. But there are people defending candy corn because there are people, it may not be a lot of people that like it, but some people do, and that's the pushback.
But
that you're getting.
The nature of their defense. Have you noted the nature of their defense? Keith Elbrocht on Facebook said, turns out it's better if you just dip them in hot and dark chocolate.
And that goes back to your theory of
my
anything
corollary,
is good.
Which is, if you smother a bad food in a good food, it tastes better. That's really true. The key, if you want to make like $1 billion, the key is to come up with something consumers need and want.
Okay.
Come up with something consumers need and want.
$1 billion?
Well, I mean, like, be a big franchised,
right?
Whatever.
Yeah.
So I came up with this idea, and people need it.
Okay.
So it's called Brainerd's. Hold on with me here.
Oh, boy.
It's called Brainerd's Burgers and also Some Questions Drive-Through. What, so it's Brainerd's. The... Brainerd's?
Yeah.
And it's, I guess a brain.
Yes, got it.
Brainerd's Burgers and also Some Questions Drive-Through. And the mascot is a brain that has a smiley face on it. And above its brain is like it has its own brain. And above that is a light bulb going off.
So the brain also with has a smiley brain.
Face. Yes.
All the brains have smiley faces.
So anyway, what happens is you drive through. Here's my idea. I come up with business ideas all the time.
Yes, you do.
You drive through and you can order whatever burger, whatever.
Yes.
But then I ask you a question.
The employee.
Yeah, the employee, I guess. Whoever the employee, it doesn't have to be me.
Yes.
But it could be employees. And then just a good question, make you think.
Uh-huh.
And then when you pull around, I want some kind of answer to that. And then I give you your burger. And you drive off just going, wow, I never thought about it that way. Or whatever. So it triggers people to think.
And you believe this is fast food.
Well, it is fast food, but there is a question that comes with it. So it's Brainerd's Burgers and also some questions. Deep stuff. Like
well I know, but deep stuff doesn't necessarily lend itself to quick food.
Right. So all of this has to be honed and whatever. So I'm working on it. And then when it comes out, it'll be all smooth.
Smooth
it makes
out,
people
sure.
think.
Yeah.
Brainerd's Burgers and also some questions.
Okay.
Drive-through will be in your neighborhood soon. Just a thank you to Fellowship Home Loans for sponsoring our podcast. They really appreciate what we do. Mike and Brian are pretty awesome. I've gotten to know them just a little bit, and I really, really like them. If you're interested at all, you need to get a mortgage or maybe refinance or something. They're very creative, and they listen. In fact, people so enjoy working with them. They've had multiple situations where people on the phone, like they're getting a mortgage or something, like, hey, can I work with you guys? Can I work for you guys?
Wow.
And they've actually hired people. like two people in their office. They just really like people and enjoy them. And they like thinking creatively with you. Anyway, here's a phone number for Fellowship Home Loans. It's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Got a great idea. People would love this. You'd love this. Go to a drive-thru. The idea is Brainerd's Burgers and also Some Questions Drive-Through.
Mm-hmm.
So you come up to the speaker.
And I say, hey, I'd like a number two with a Diet Coke.
Okay.
And then you say what as the employee?
Say, do you believe in absolutes? And if you say, no, I don't. I absolutely think that everyone has their own truth.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, okay, pull forward.
Okay, so you don't address it there over the loudspeaker.
No. It's not the place. Then you pull forward, and then I say to you, isn't your decision that there are no absolutes, isn't that positing an absolute in itself?
Am I allowed to?
And then I give you a burger. No. And then I give you a burger or whatever you ordered, number two, with Diet Coke,
right.
And then you drive off.
But you
drive off thinking.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay.
Huh. I'm so glad. This is what you're thinking. I'm so glad I went to Brainerd Burgers and also some questions drive-through. I'm sure you already know this, but I just was struck again by how effective a story is in your own life about how God has done something in your life. Because nobody can argue with it. I got up to speak the other night at a banquet. It was for an addiction ministry, but they had people speak before me. And it was one person after another who'd gone through this addiction, that addiction, and how they came out of it or how they're dealing with it and how God's love has been made clear to them after hitting rock bottom. And I leaned over to my wife at the banquet table. I'm like, they don't need me to go up and speak. I'm the keynote speaker. I'm like, after five or six of those stories, like, what? I got nothing. Like, that's so much better. Your story is so much better. And I'm not saying I'm a bad speaker or anything. It's just like, I'll get up there, make some points, whatever. But there's nothing like somebody's story. Like, there's nothing like your story. No one can argue with it. People are dialed in, even if they're trying not to act like they are. Like, if you're really focused on them while you're telling the story, it's really powerful. So this one guy described himself as, get this, tolerant and thoughtful, and also a bigot and a blowhard.
Wow.
That is Brennan Manning who wrote that.
Okay.
And he was trying to say, we're all a big mixed bag, aren't we?
Yes.
And it's so true. Tolerant and thoughtful. I just picked that out.
Mm-hmm.
Tolerant and thoughtful, a bigot, and a blowhard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's all of us. And he mentioned, I genuinely am after God's heart, and I have this addiction to this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, we're all a big mixed bag. And please be aware of that, because you can discount yourself because you're going through struggles or whatever, and you can look at other people and think, well, they're not a mixed bag. They're not perfect, but they're pretty close. Like, no, we're all a mixed bag. So if that just makes you throw yourself at God and go, God, help me, then that's exactly where you need to be.
Tolerant and thoughtful, a bigot and a blowhard.
That's exactly all of it, right. Together.
Tolerant, bigot, thoughtful, blowhard. And that is especially true of people who have to talk for a living.
Yeah.
Like, doggone it.
It's
true.
It is. And then you just, you if you don't.
Lord have mercy.
If you don't resolve yourself to that and then try with all you can, not in a fake way. This was on one of the videos that'll be coming up, is us talking about vulnerability, that faux vulnerability, but trying to make people know I am those things instead of thinking anything else.
Right.
But then it started getting watered down because everyone was like, I'm just me. Oh, you know, on any given day, you could see this or that. You know what I mean? And so it's so hard.
You're right. You're right. And I love that selection of those words, because people will stop, I got ripping my jeans.
Yeah.
But I'm a bigot.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
I'm a blowhard.
Yeah.
And he was saying, I'm a mixture of wanting God and wanting pornography.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, you gonna say that?
Yeah. Yep. Very good.
Now that the extreme.
Yes.
So if some of these artists or whatever is like, mm-hmm. I'm just like you, I'm a bigot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you? Like,
right.
Or I'm a blowhard.
Yeah, that's true.
You gonna say that?
Yeah.
Like, they'll stop short.
Absolutely. Or it'll be so slathered in it used to be. You know what
I mean?
Oh,
totally. Right.
And I'm not saying that it's right to that.
Totally.
Instead of just saying this is it, and we so discount
this is the mixed bag I am now. Right.
Yeah.
You ever feel like a total 100% slacker? Like you just compare yourself to other people and it's like, man, they're getting it done out there. Compared to Chip and Joanna Gaines, the people from Fixer Upper.
Okay, yeah.
Now they're opening a hotel.
My goodness.
Whew.
They're so enterprising.
They're fixing up a 53,000 square foot former office building. The hotel will open in 2021. It goes with their Magnolia Market and then their products that are in the stores and the shows and the...
My goodness, we're just trying to get up and turn out a show every day.
I know. You guys are... I love them, and I hope, I just want them to also rest, too. You guys need to rest. Everybody needs to rest. This is so interesting. A study about women and dogs and kids, and the question the researchers looked at is, do women look at their dogs the same way they look at their kids? Like, they studied their brain. Does your brain light up when you see your dog just like it does with your own child? Because a lot of people talk about their fur babies or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And their answer was, they did this study, and the answer is nope. Nope.
Okay.
No, they don't.
It's different.
It is different.
Okay.
It's a pet.
Right.
Your kids are your kids.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, it does. But I just salute this, because this is Massachusetts General Hospital where they did the study. Usually when someone commissions a study, if it's for a grad project or whatever, you've already foreordained, I'm going to find this conclusion.
Right.
And clearly they wanted... when they study these brains to light up and to say, hey, we view our... But the answer is just no. Nope. It's very rare that the answer is just no.
And I love when you said nope, because I would love to look at the study and see all the evidence and all the... And then the last page says nope.
Just a big Sharpie. Nope. We studied 600 ladies with this brain resonance imaging.
And nope.
I have big news. We're all getting older. That's right. All of us, including you, at the same rate, as a matter of fact.
Point,
we're all getting older. Mm-hmm. And you know what I want to do as I get older? And I'm aware of my age right now because of my birthday.
Uh-huh.
I want to be the weird guy that shows up in a group of guys, and everybody's kind of, and this happens, mm-hmm. in case you didn't know this, if like women, if you're a woman listening, maybe you're aware of this, maybe not, but there's a deep desire when you're around other guys to kind of just put out there why you're valuable. Mm. You want to say, oh, I did this, I did that. Oh yeah, I've been there. I did that. And I, you know, there's this, like, you want to get it out there, especially if no one's asking and they're all like, oh, I did this. Or, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So my goal is to be the guy where I don't have to do that. I want to be that guy. Like, it's, and I think it's, I know some guys that are that way, and mm-hmm. it's really cool.
Those are refreshing people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some guys are young and pull that off, mm-hmm. and I really admire that. Mm-hmm. I was telling a friend that the other day, like, that's who he is. Mm-hmm. But, like, guy gets to 60 or 70 years old, and they just kind of sit there, and they're able to see, okay, here's where we're doing this.
Yeah.
And we're all like, okay, that's impressive, but doesn't feel a need to be significant in that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the orientation is not, do you need me? Am I mm-hmm. secure? But it's like, how can I help you? This will sound weird, but what do you expect on this program? But weirdness. But I'm just going to dive in here. I've been reading and learning a lot about other nations' gods, like in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating to me. Like, there's so much I didn't know. We should talk about it on the podcast.
Okay.
Because cool. I'll have more time to kind of unfurl that whole idea. Mm-hmm. But how awesome is it that there's this God who chooses these people at this time? Now, all the other nations have their own gods with names, mm-hmm. and they're real spiritual beings. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can research that,
right.
It's wild. But the real one, the one who is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, who's better than all of them, and he's the real one, mm-hmm. loves us. These other gods don't do that. Like, all the other gods around the area in Mesopotamia, the ancient Near East, or whatever, that's just not ever. All these nations, to this day, you can go to some villages and some places, and they know the name of their regional gods. Like, but they don't love you. And here's this, the real King of Kings, the real creator in the biblical story, is a lover of your very soul. No other God is like that. None.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.